Programming boot camp graduates will soon be on the hunt for employment. So will thousands of high school students finishing school for the summer. Here in the Bay, those young people can get training in California's growing green job sector. Our state actually leads the country in the creation of green jobs. In this story from our archives, KALW's Jen Sheehan visited a couple of programs that are working to prepare Bay Area youth for the future green economy.
Pajay Horace and Victor Washington are conducting a test.
It's about 2.2.
Okay, so sink and shower is very efficient, running under 2 gallons per minute.
Horace and Washington have summer jobs with California Youth Energy Services, or CYES. It's a program that hires youth aged 15 to 22 to do free greenhouse calls in their communities. They go into people's homes to evaluate energy and water efficiency and then help install things like water-saving shower heads or compact fluorescent light bulbs. Horace is 22, and this is her third summer working for the CES site in Berkeley and Emeryville. She says when she first started, she was pretty shy.
I didn't like it because I had to talk to strangers. But once I got a hang of it, I'm like, okay, I like this.
And with the water test, we just count to about 5, and then we see how much water ends up in a bag, and that tells us the water per minute.
3 gallons.
3 gallons?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. That's pretty high.
Some of the youth are very motivated because they're giving back to their community, and they're helping their community members save energy and water and also reduce their utility bills. And that's really powerful for them.
Jody Pincus is executive director of Rising Sun Energy Services, the nonprofit which runs the CS summer program, along with other green job training for youth and adults.
But, you know, they're not getting a job at Starbucks where they could learn equally valuable soft skills or professionalism, but it's not as meaningful in the sense of their contribution to the environment or to their community.
Rising Sun has been doing the CYES program for 14 summers now, long before the current green jobs trend. This partnership with PG&E and local city governments has grown from a pilot program of 15 youth serving 300 homes in Berkeley to about 100 youth going into 3,000 homes in 10 Bay Area cities. Pincus says one key to Rising Sun's longevity has been its so-called triple bottom line.
We're really look at people, planet, and prosperity equally.
What that means in practice is giving young people, especially low-income and at-risk youth, job skills and a paying job, all while learning about climate change.
So we are preparing them for any job that they'll have in their future, and ideally a job in the green economy.
Ah, yes, the green economy.
And I'll invest $150 billion over the next decade in affordable, renewable sources of energy.
That's candidate Barack Obama speaking back in 2008.
Wind power and solar power and the next generation of biofuels, an investment that will lead to new industries and 5 million new jobs that pay well and can't be outsourced.
The Obama administration's massive 2009 economic stimulus plan included $500 million for job training in the emerging clean energy market. $150 million of that was supposed to go to low-income communities through a program called Pathways Out of Poverty.
We need green jobs now. Folks are suffering now. People don't have jobs now. People have been thrown out their homes now. We need green jobs now.
People like former Oakland resident Van Jones, known for a while as the White House's green czar, predicted that the emerging green economy would lift low-income communities out of poverty. And in response to the flood of federal funding, hundreds of green job training programs sprung up around the country. Sprung up and then wilted. According to a 2011 report by the Department of Labor, many of these programs couldn't do what they promised, get their graduates into steady, well-paying jobs.
There was this conception that green jobs were somehow different than our regular occupations.
Carol Zabin is a labor researcher at UC Berkeley. She says that most green jobs, at least the ones in the big sectors of energy efficiency and renewables, are really construction jobs.
So we made a pretty big mistake, I think, in developing a lot of short-term green jobs training that weren't really related to these broader occupations.
or lead to the higher-skilled, higher-paid jobs that would follow a growing green economy. That's something that organizations like Solar Richmond are trying to change. Here in the city of Richmond, unemployment is high, about 4% higher than the national average. And median family income is about 12% less than in California as a whole. Like Rising Sun in Berkeley, Solar Richmond started as more of a traditional job training model, in this case for solar panel installation. It's now grown into something more complex, with other types of training and job opportunities built into the organization.
And a lot of the young people, they gain so much knowledge and they learn so much, but as we all know, the job market is not really good.
Akili Carter is Solar Richmond's program manager. She says there just weren't enough jobs out there for her solar installation graduates. So the organization branched out into marketing, advocacy, and outreach. And with the help of partners like the City of Richmond, they created paid positions within the organization that used those skills.
Because, like, some people aren't meant to go on the roof. Some people like to talk and advocate, and they like to go out and meet people, and, you know, they like to canvas or even sales.
According to the Solar Richmond website, they've created over 300 temporary jobs and 50 permanent ones since 2006. But Carter, who went through the program herself, says it's about more than just job training.
They have to be built up to have that confidence and say, you know, I may be from a low-income community, but there's so many skills that I have innately inside of me and talent that I need to tap into that's going to allow me to get that job, whether it's green, blue, or white.
22-year-old Leela Turner found Solar Richmond's training program after a year of community college. She learned the carpentry and construction trade, but also skills like meditation, public speaking, and time management.
I got my license. I got my first apartment. I got a lot of stuff. I got my first car through Solar Richmond. They helped me out with so much stuff.
She now works as an administrative assistant in the main office. She's also one of four people, and the only woman, chosen to start Solar Richmond's new solar installation co-op, Pomoja Energy Solutions.
Being a part of the co-op, I'm my own business owner. So through my candidacy period, once that is over, hopefully if I get picked, I'll be a worker owner and I'll be doing commercial and residential installation for solar.
Labor researcher Carol Zabin says in-house initiatives like the co-op are a good response to the lack of green jobs. But most graduates of training programs go into entry-level jobs, which are often low-wage or short-term. Zabin says that placing people into better-paying jobs is a link that's often broken.
It's also the link that's most challenging for organizations training at-risk youth and low-income folks because they don't have any control over how jobs get created.
And, especially since the stimulus funding has run out, they don't have the money to just create hundreds of jobs on their own. So, even though Leela Turner says she's happy to be working at Solar Richmond, she actually has to have another job to make ends meet.
I work here as admin assistant and a solar installer and as the co-op, so it's like kind of three. And then I also work at Ross as a retail associate. I am in the fitting room and I'm a cashier. So I work normally 6 days a week.
100 watt is like either 18 or 23, your call.
Paget Horace says she's also glad to be where she's at this summer, doing greenhouse calls for Rising Sun. But she says she's looking further down the road.
I'm planning on going back to school for, like, business and communication so that I can get a degree and further my career that way. And maybe stay in this nonprofit or stay in the green field.
The green field may not have the same luster it did a few years ago. But for these young people just entering the workforce, it's still a good place to start. For Cross Currents, I'm Jen Sheehan.